الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، in our previous class we were discussing some details with regards to the understanding of the narration of Muawiyah رضي الله عنه, which is متفق عليه, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said,
you? The first one? That's the one.
Allahu Akbar. Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fi ddeen. Ahsanta. What does that mean, the translation? He'll grant him understanding in the religion. Whomsoever Allah intends good for, he'll grant him understanding in the religion. What does understanding in the religion mean? Knowledge. And? Just knowledge only. And? Knowledge and? Action. Knowledge and? Action. Knowledge that is coupled with action. Ahsanta ya bunay. Barakallahu fik. In the hadith of Muawiyah radiyallahu عنه, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fi ddeen, that whomsoever Allah he wants good for, he'll grant him understanding in the religion. We have seen some details with regards to this and how this will occur, and in our previous class we're discussing some of those details with regards to specific issues that the one who has the proper understanding on how to deal with these issues, then this is a sign that Allah he wants good for them. Then this is a sign that Allah he wants good for him. And if he were to be ignorant of these affairs or to not know the details of these affairs, then the contrary will be true in his case. Then the contrary will be true in his case. And we discussed the issue about the knowledge, the understanding in the religion related to the rights of the people. At the head of them are parents, and the obligation of those rights and how to fulfill them properly in the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. In the manner pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal. This was just one example of these affairs that we have mentioned. And likewise, the rights of the spouses, al-ishra al-zawjiyah. And indeed, the one who has knowledge of these affairs and the proper understanding, then he will have a good life. Then he will have a good life. And this is the manner to have a good life, by way of knowledge and by way of fiqh and understanding in the religion. By way of learning that which Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called to, and to respond to that call. And to respond to that call, a person he will have life, he will have true life. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasuli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum. O you who believe, respond to Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever they call you to that which will give you life. That which will give you life is this knowledge of the revelation, knowledge of the legislation, knowledge of the guidance that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the means for a good life. This is the means for a good life. And this life in the hereafter, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. And those who work righteous deeds, whether they're male or female, while upon faith, while they're believers, then we will cause them to live a good life, and we will compass them with the best of their deeds that they used to do. This is because they have knowledge, they have understanding in the religion. So therefore, this is a sign that Allah, He wanted good for them. He will cause them to have a good life upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. A good life upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. In our previous discussion, we had mentioned the narration from Malik ibn Anas. رحمه الله تعالى الإمام مالك بن أنس إمام دار الهجرة رحمه الله تعالى. He mentioned ينبغي للرجل أن يحسن إلى أهل داره حتى يكون أحب الناس إليهم حتى يكون أحب الناس إليهم. ينبغي للرجل, it's incumbent for a man أن يحسن إلى أهل داره, that he will be good, that he will be nice, that he will be kind, that he'll be good, that he'll be nice, that he'll be kind to the members of his household. إِلَى أَهْلِ دَارِهِ, those who live along with him in his house. حَتَّى يَكُونَ أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ إِلَيْهِمْ, until he will be the most beloved of the people to them. And he will be kind and deal with them justly, and he will be generous, and he'll be courteous with them, and he will also be forbearing with them, and also he will show great care and love in nourishing them and disciplining them and clarifying for them the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also along with that, helping them upon their way and correcting them in the most gentle and kind and courteous manner and the likes like this until they love him. Until they love him. So this is incumbent for a man to be like this. A man, he must be like this. Those under his care, beginning with his wife, and then likewise his children, he should treat them in the best manner and in a good way until they love him for the sake of Allah. And they respect him and they honor him. And they respect him and they honor him. And this is according to the legislation and not according to the desires and the whims. So it's not intended that a person, he will allow them to do haram and allow them to follow their desires and their whims so that they will love him. Rather, he will cultivate them upon the correct path and the correct way. And he will teach them the truth from the Quran and the Sunnah. And he will cultivate in their hearts the love of the Tawheed and the love of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the likes like this, and discipline them upon that way with wisdom until they love him, until they honor him, until they respect him. So this is something that we should strive for. This is something that we should strive for. To continue the discussion briefly about the issue of al-ishra and the importance of having knowledge of these affairs. The importance of having knowledge of these affairs. In our previous class, we had seen that which Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to live along with his family, live with his wife specifically, and that he would joke with them and laugh with them from time to time and be lighthearted with them and make them smile. And he'll be kind and courteous with them. And even sometimes maybe he will run and race one of his wives, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, racing them and the likes. And then if he wins, he will laugh and joke and the likes like this. Only with his family, like friends will do. Friends, they'll race and they'll run and they'll laugh in this manner and have a good time together. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with his family. And like he mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best of you are the best of you to your families, and I am the best of you to my family. So likewise, Ibn Kathir, he closed that particular portion of his tafsir with the reminder that Allah, he says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, that indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best example and role model. So therefore, by learning the details of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all affairs, but here in the issue of living with the spouse and cultivating the family members and raising them in the proper manner and teaching them and disciplining them and having good and noble manners with him, being courteous with them and kind with them and looking out for their concerns and the likes like this, this is of utmost importance to learn and to come across the likes of these narrations. And from that is that which is collected by Ibn Hibban, rahimahullah ta'ala, fi sahihihi, Ibn Hibban al-Busdi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his authentic collection. There is a narration that Aisha radiallahu anha, she mentions, that she says, لَمَّا كَانَ لَيْلَةً مِنَ الْلِيَالِي قَالَ يَا Aisha. And even there's a story before this, we just summarize now, that some of the tabi'een, they asked Aisha radiallahu anha about the most amazing thing that she can remember. And that she said, that they said, أَخْبِرْنَا بِأَعْجَبِ شَيْءٍ رَأَيْتِ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَسَكَتَتْ. So they said, some of them from the tabi'een, they said, inform us of the most amazing thing that you saw from the Messenger of Allah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. So at this time, she was silent. She was silent for a moment. ثُمَّ قَالَتْ لَمَّا كَانَ لَيْلَةً مِنَ الْلَيَالِي قَالَ. She says that one time it was a night from the nights, meaning it was a night that was her night for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to spend the night with her. He said to her, Ya Aisha, Darini ata'abbad al-layla li Rabbi. Darini ata'abbad al-layla li Rabbi. It was one of the nights, meaning one of the nights that was specific for her night. It was her night, and for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to be in her home and to spend the night with her and spend the time with her. So whenever the night came, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, dharini ata'abbadi layla li Rabbi. Let me go tonight. Let me free tonight so I can spend the night in the worship of my Lord. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's in the house of his wife Aisha, and it's her night, and he's respecting that right that she has. And it's as if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seeking permission for him to be alone in the house, to spend time alone worshiping Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Aisha, darini ata'abbad al-laylata li Rabbi. Oh, Aisha, let me go tonight. Let me free tonight. Leave me alone so that I can spend the night in the worship of my Lord. So I can spend the night in the worship of my Lord. What do we learn from this? Is this courtesy? This is the peak of courtesy. This is the peak of kindness. He wants to stand in the night prayer. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it's her night, and it's her right that he spends the night with her. That he would give her, on her night, his time and his comfort and his care. And the likes like this. But he wants, now he has a desire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal and to spend the night alone, away from her, alone with Allah Azza wa Jal. So it's as if before standing up and going to do this by himself, and before just leaving her in the bed alone the entire night, or leaving her and the likes like this, he's as if he's seeking her permission, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for this affair, recognizing her rights. Recognizing her rights, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anha. So what did she say? Qultu, she says, I said, wallahi, inni la uhibbu qurbaka. Wallahi, inni la uhibbu qurbaka. Wa uhibbu ma yasurruka. She said, indeed, I love to be near you. But I love to be near you. And she wants to spend the night with the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She wants to be close to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She wants to lay in the bed in this manner like this, like a wife with her husband. She likes to be near her husband. She says, indeed, inni la uhibbu qurbaka. I love that you are near to me. Wa uhibbu ma yasurruka. And but likewise, I love that which pleases you. I love that you're close to me, but also I love that which pleases you. Meaning she's giving him permission. Although the fact that she, for herself, she would love that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend the night near her the whole night. The whole time she has, the whole right she has, she wants to be as close to him as possible, not to let go, not to move for a moment. Yet at the same time, she also loves that which is pleasing to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and makes him happy. And this is true love. This is true love. Whenever a person, he loves someone truly, he will love what they love. And he will love that they will be happy. And he will love that they will be happy. So this was the way of Aisha radiallahu anha. So she says, فَقَالَتْ فَقَامَ فَتَطَاحَرَ ثُمَّ قَامَ يُصَلِّي. So therefore, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at this time, he stood up and he made the ablution, purified himself, and he went and stood in prayer. Stood in prayer. قَالَتْ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَبْكِي حَتَّى بَلَّ حِجْرَهُ. قَالَتْ ثُمَّ بَكَى فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَبْكِي حَتَّى بل لحيته. قال ثم بكى فلم يزل يبكي حتى بل الأرض. فجاء بلال يؤذنه بالصلاة فلما رآه يبكي قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما تبكي قد غفر الله لك ما تقدم من ذنبك وما تأخر. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. أفلا أكون عبدا شكورا. And at this time, Nazalat alayya ayatun, waylul liman qara'aha wa lam yatafakkar fiha. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. These verses in the end of Surah Ali Imran. So she says now that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went ahead and stood up. He stood up for the prayer and he prayed in the night prayer. And then he prayed and then he began crying, weeping in his prayer, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until his chest became wet. And then he continued to pray, and then he began to cry, and he continued crying until his beard became wet. And then he continued to pray, and then he also again began crying, and he cried until the ground became wet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the morning time came, and Bilal, he came to inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the morning prayer. And whenever Bilal, he seen him in this manner, he said to him, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you crying in this way? And Allah has already forgiven you for your past and your present sins, for all of your past and your present sins. And at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدٍ شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful slave, a slave showing appreciation? And although his sins have been forgiven, all of them, that which has preceded and that which is to come, although this is the truth, but should I not be a grateful and a thankful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then he mentioned that there was a verse that was revealed to me tonight, and woe for the one who reads it and did not reflect and ponder over it. And it was from those last verses in Surah Ali Imran. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. That indeed, in the heavens and the earth and the alteration of the night and the day. There are signs for those people of sound understanding. So the point was to realize and see the Sefer, how courteous and kind and how good the Ishra of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with his family, and likewise his family with him. As we've seen in the previous class, each individual, they have rights. And one, he must strive to fulfill those rights for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and this requires knowledge. This was the point of the affair. Because the one who violates those rights, then he will have much problems in his home, much problems in his life, much calamities and trials, and unhappiness, and grieving, and hardship, and difficulty. And likewise, if he does not fulfill those rights, when he meets Allah Azza wa Jalla, he'll be taken to account for that. And the rights they will be given, the rights they will be served on the day of resurrection. So this is of utmost importance to learn these affairs. And then likewise, how to deal with these issues. And that a person, he should be like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best that he can, and take him as a role model. Wa kana samhan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's very easy to deal with. He's not hard. He's not hard to deal with. From the attributes of the righteous and the pious and those whom are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, is that a person he'll be easy to deal with. If he's buying and selling with the people, he's easy to deal with. If he's paying somebody back, he's easy to deal with. If he's getting a debt back for himself, he's easy to deal with. Narrations about this affair, that يعني رحم الله عبدا إذا باع سمحا وإذا اشترى سمحا وإذا باع كان سمحا وإذا اشترى كان سمحا وإذا اقتضى أو إذا قضى كان سمحا. And may Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, may Allah have mercy on a person that whenever he sells, and his dealings are easy. Whenever he buys from others, he does it in an easy way. Whenever he regains a debt owed to him, he does it with ease and in a nice manner. Or whenever he pays back debts to others, he does it in a nice manner. And the people that are generally easy to deal with. People that are generally easy to deal with and not hard to deal with and likes like this. Some people, they have harsh and rude manners and they're hard to deal with. It's hard to get anything done with them. Even if in the end they wind up doing what is any required, they make you go through a long walk of hardship and difficulty and arguing and disputing just to get the process taken care of and done. And in the end, finally, it's taken care of and done. But it's so simple, yet they cannot accept somebody asking them or requiring them to do something. They make it hard and they make it difficult, and they do not make it easy. So to make the affairs easy and the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal is something that is legislated and from the noble and good manners. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَحَبُّ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَى اللَّهِ الْحَنِيفِيَّةَ السَّمْحَةَ, that the most beloved deen, the most beloved religion to Allah Azza wa Jal is الْحَنِيفِيَّةَ السَّمْحَةَ, which is the deen about Islam that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pure Islamic monotheism and the easiness in the religion and the easiness in the dealings, that a person, he will be easy, that a person, he will not be difficult or hard to deal with, making things hard and difficult on the people every time he's dealing with them. This is especially so in the homes. So it's very easy that she could have said, radiyallahu anha, but it's my night. This is my night. How are you going to stand and pray all night long? This is my night. I want my right. This is easy. But she said, no doubt, I love that you are near me, but I also love what you love. I also love that which makes you happy. So therefore, she backed down from the right that she loves and that she has in order for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to do that which is pleasing to him in this manner. So this is an example of how the spouses, they should cooperate together. In their homes. And likewise, we see in the end the issue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing in the night prayer, and other narrations likewise mentioning till his feet would split. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in devotion to Allah Azza wa Jal, and the same issue would be mentioned to him, and he would respond in the same manner. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam, afala akuna abdan shakura? Should I not be a thankful and an appreciative slave? Should I not show appreciation to Allah Azza wa Jal? Should I not show thanks? He forgave me for my sins. Should I not show thanks to him? Should I not show thanks to him? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was from the issues that the author, he mentioned in those details. The detailed knowledge that the one who learns it and has it and abides by it, this is a sign that Allah wants good for him. That is ilmu al-ni'am. Wa ilmu shukri al-ni'am. Showing the knowledge of how to show thanks to Allah for the blessings. The knowledge of how to show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings. So the issue of a shukr is likewise from the most important of affairs. to learn how to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. And this all goes back to knowing Allah Azza wa Jal and remembering Him. Knowing Allah and that all of the favors and the blessings, they come from Allah alone. They come from Allah alone. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. All of the favors and the good that we have is from Allah Azza wa Jal. So it goes back to the first issue, having the proper creed, having the correct understanding of Tawheed and the beautiful names and lofty attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then whenever a person, he remembers Allah and remembers the bounty and the favor and the blessing of Allah, then he will show thanks and he will show gratitude. This is from those means. This is from those means to first and foremost remember Allah, that all of these favors are from Allah, that whatever good we have in our deen or in our dunya, and in every aspect, it is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of knowledge have discussed the issue of a shukr, showing thanks to Allah azza wa jal, in a number of different works, from the Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala and other than him. From those who have summarized these issues in brief and beneficial detail, al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, Shaykh Abdul Rahman ibn Nasir al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he has a summarization of his tafsir. It's called Tafsir al-Latif al-Manan fi Khulasati Tafsir al-Qur'an. It's a summarized version of the tafsir, not his original tafsir, not his original tafsir, Tafsir al-Rahman, but another summarized and abridged version of his tafsir. In the end of this work, there is a brief chapter before the closing with a number of terms, Islamic terms that are used in the book and the sunnah, along with definitions. We have read from this portion in a number of classes before. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. In this portion here, he has mentioned شُكْرُ اللَّهِ أَشْشُكْرُ لِلَّهِ. And he mentioned the definition. We read, he says, رَحِمَهَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَشْشُكْرُ لِلَّهِ. Showing thanks to Allah, showing appreciation to Allah. He says, هُوَ الْاِعْتِرَافُ بِنِعَمِ اللَّهِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ الْعَامَ وَالْخَاصَ. He mentions a number of affairs. The first one, the الشكر لله هو الاعتراف بنعم الله الظاهرة والباطنة العامة والخاصة. The first issue is to confess, to realize and to confess to the blessings of Allah, that which is apparent and that which is hidden, that which is general and that which is specific. To confess, to realize and to confess the blessings, they're from Allah. All of them, they're from Allah Azza wa Jal. That which is apparent, any that which is seen clearly and that which is also unseen, affairs that are subtle and hidden, are not open to the plain eye. Also the general blessings that are encompassing the people, and also specific blessings related to one's own self and one's own family. Number two, he says, what tahdithu biha, to talk about them, and meaning to praise Allah Azza wa Jal for these blessings, to recognize that their favors and blessings from Allah Azza wa Jal, to realize them, and then to talk about them, to praise Allah. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to see, Alhamdulillah, I'm able to hear, Alhamdulillah, I'm able to move by myself, Alhamdulillah, my organs are working, Alhamdulillah, I'm healthy, I'm strong, Alhamdulillah, like this, to remember these affairs, because it goes back again to remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And that these favors are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these blessings, some of them we realize them. Some of them we realize them. And we know of and we're aware of them. And we show thanks. Alhamdulillah. Other blessings, we do not even realize them. We don't even think about them. We're partaking in them and enjoying them left and right with every breath. And we have no realization and no recollection of them. No realization and no recollection of them. Our organs that are working fine, our ligaments that are moving properly, our bones and our joints and the likes like this, safety and security that we have, the lights and electricity on in the home, all extra type of food in the house that's not necessary, so many different delights, sweets and fruits and chocolate and meat and vegetables, fresh and the likes like this, coffee and tea, sugar and sweets, so many different blessings in the worldly life that we have and that we deal with daily, yet we do not even think about. They just go past us. We do not even think about them. Some people, maybe right now, their livers are not working, or their lungs are not working. They're carrying with them machines, or they have to have transplants, or they have to have their organs cleaned out, which takes hours, and they have to do this weekly. And the life like this is something that is very, very hard and difficult to deal with. Some people, they're paralyzed and they can't even move. Some people are in great hardship and difficulty. And here we are moving around freely. So these are favors and blessings that one has to realize and show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal. to realize and to show thanks to Allah when the person, he has a comfortable vehicle. Whenever he goes outside his car, it starts. The blessings are countless. They're countless. When تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, if you were to count the blessings of Allah, you could not enumerate them. You cannot finish with them. You cannot finish with them. You cannot finish with them. So this is something that one, he must realize. No doubt sometimes we see blessings, alhamdulillah, and we say alhamdulillah, but there are other blessings that we do not realize, that we need Allah to guide us to realize. To guide us to realize. From the greatest blessings that we may not realize is just to go about safely, to sit in this masjid in this manner, to listen to the interpretation of the Quran and the Sunnah and the understanding of the Salaf, and to not be tried with shubuhat and doubts and people with misconceptions, or in many masajid people have to attend, and they will bring politicians from the disbelievers to give them talks in the masjid and the likes like this, or to listen to falsehood, or people introduce doubts and misconceptions, or the imam is completely misguided and the people can't even stand to go there, yet they have to go there and establish the obligatory prayer. Some people in these lands, they're living in societies or communities like this, where it's a problem just to go to the masjid. If you go to the masjid, you see people that you do not want to see. Some masajid are like this, people to try with these affairs. Alhamdulillah, this is a great blessing. A great favor that we should not take for granted, and that we should not any forget. If a person, he travels to another city or another town, he will realize the blessing that we're in. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for our shortcomings. But the issue of showing thanks in this manner, the blessings, they'll remain. In this manner, the blessings, they are preserved. Showing thanks, recognizing and realizing the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, and thanking Him for them, praising Him for them, and thanking Him for them. In this manner, the blessings are preserved and they're kept good. The people of Nar, as they say, Ashukru hafidhun lin-ni'am jaribun laha. Ashukru hafidhun jaribun. Hafidhun jaribun. Ashukru hafidhun jaribun. That showing thanks is hafidh. That means the preservation. Jaribun. It means to bring about more. Hafidhun lin-ni'mati. Al-mawjuda wa jaribun li ni'mati al-mafquda. That showing thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal in the proper manner for the favors and blessings is a means to preserve the blessings that one has now, and likewise to bring about more blessings. And likewise to bring about more blessings. If a person, he would like to have more favors, for the favors and blessings and the good that he has to remain and to be firm with him and to increase, then he should show thanks to Allah. With ta'adhana rabbukum la in shakartum la azidannakum. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And whenever your Lord has proclaimed, clarifying for the people that if you show thanks, then indeed I would increase you. If you show thanks any for my blessings, the blessing of Al-Islam at the head of that, at the head of all blessings, to show thanks for one's deen, to show thanks that one is a Muslim, to show thanks that one is a Sunni, he's not a Shi'i, he's not a Salafi, he's not Ikhwani, he's not Tablighi, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, to see how many Muslims are tried in their religion with doubts and misconceptions, following deviant ways and methodologies, loving those ways, having misguided ideologies and misconceptions with regards to the affairs of the religion and tawheed or methodology and creed. What yadu billah, a great calamity. To be safe from that is the blessing of blessings. To be safe from the whims and the desires and engulfed in sins and the way of Western pop culture like many of the Muslims are today is a great favor and blessing. A great favor and blessing. If a person he does not show thanks, that blessing could be stripped from him. But if he shows thanks, la izidannakum, Allah, he will increase you. He'll make you more firm in your religion. He'll grant you more knowledge, and he'll grant you steadfastness in your deen, and he will make contentment. He'll put contentment in your heart and peace in your heart, and he'll cause you to love Islam even more. He'll cause you to hold fast to the religion even more. He will guide you to the knowledge that you did not know before. He will help you and aid you and make you steadfast upon his obedience if you show thanks. If you show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for establishing the prayer. Alhamdulillah, I'm from those who establish the prayer. A believer, he should think like this. From the knowledge of blessings that a person, he will spend time while he's alone, sometimes thinking about the favors that he has, the blessings that he's in. Looking at his vehicle, looking at his children, looking at his home, looking at himself, looking in his account, looking in his health. Alhamdulillah, looking in his religion, looking in his deen, looking in the knowledge that he has, even if he's not a great student of knowledge, but he's truly from the people of the Sunnah, he's way past many of the laymen, way much higher and loftier in rank and in status, and in a much better state than many of the laymen. And he himself is a layman, but he's a layman from the people of the Sunnah. He's a layman min ahli sunnah. He's not a layman from the Khawarij or a layman from the Jamaat al-Tabligh. He's not a layman from Ikhwan Muslimin. He's not a layman from the people following the deviant sects. He's not a layman from those who want to have Islam the American way. He's a layman from the ahli sunnah. Alhamdulillah. So this person, he's upon great goodness. He's upon great goodness. He show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for his deen. Show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal for his religion. by recognizing these affairs. So there are blessings that we experience and we're aware of them. There's a blessings that we're experiencing that we're not aware of, that we're not aware of. And there are blessings in the future that we hope to have, that we hope to have, that we would love to have, that we need for the goodness of our life. The way to have all of these blessings is to show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So again, he says, number one, هو الاعتراف بنعم الله الظاهرة والباطنة العامة والخاصة. First, to realize and to confess the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal outwardly and inwardly. The blessings that are outward, that are seen, the of the eyes and the likes of it. There's other blessings inwardly from the organs and as well as knowledge and safety and security. So many different blessings, that which is general, touching all of the people, blessings that which is touching the society, and likewise blessings that are specific to oneself and one's family. To oneself and one's family, what tahdithu biha, and to praise Allah, to speak about them, and showing thanks, saying alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. You praise Allah Azza wa Jalla. You mention His name. You thank Him. All praise and thanks is to Allah for these blessings and favors that I have. Alhamdulillah. So many people are trying, but Allahu Akbar. May Allah not try me with those blessings. Wa'adhu billah. He would think about some of those misguided people and say, a'udhu billah. With his heart, he will say it. With his heart, he will say, oh Allah, protect me from that. Oh Allah, I seek refuge from being like that or falling into that deviation or into those sins. And the likes like this, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal and thanking Him. What isti'anatu biha ala ta'ati al-mun'im. And to use those blessings and the obedience of the one who bestowed them. And to use those blessings and the obedience of the one who bestowed them duna ma'siyatihi, and not using them in his disobedience. And not using them in his disobedience. Some of the people of knowledge, they were asked, what is shukr? Kayfa shukru lillah? Kayfa shukru lillah? Some of the people of knowledge, they're asked, how will this occur? How will one show appreciation to Allah? And one of the youth from them, he mentioned a response that caused them to cry. He says, Allah ta'si Allah bi ni'amihi. What? How do you show thanks to Allah Azza wa Jalla? He says, Allah ta'si Allah bi ni'amihi. You want to show thanks to Allah? Then you do not disobey Him with His blessings. Then you do not disobey Him with His blessings. This is how to show thanks to Allah. You do not disobey Him with His blessings. You do not take the blessings and the favors of Allah and disobey Him with them. And disobey Him with them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the third and fourth affair. Al-isti'anatu biha ala ta'ati al-mun'im. Ala ta'ati al-mun'im duna ma'siyatihi. That one, he will use those blessings. And he would seek aid in those blessings in order to obey the one who provided them, in order to establish the obedience of Allah. The one who does this, the favors and the good of this life, they're actually blessings. The one who uses the blessings and the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal to obey Allah and to establish the deen of Allah, then these affairs here, they're truly considered ni'am. This is a ni'mah, haqqan. This is truly a blessing. But if a person was not careful and he used the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla to disobey Allah, they're not truly called blessings. This is not truly a blessing. Now, the ni'mah tatahawalu ila niqmah. Now, this blessing turns into a retribution and a means for a person's destruction. It turns into retribution and a means for a person's destruction. That a person, he will use the favors and the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla to blatantly disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not in his right truly blessings. Whether there are means that lead him to his own failure and destruction and to the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ibn Sa'di, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْتَرِنَا هَذَا بِالْخُضُوعِ لِلْمُنْعِمِ وَمَحَبَّتِهِ. He said, in all of this, it must be coupled with submission, surrender to the one who bestowed the blessings, meaning to Allah Azza wa Jal, and loving him. And loving him. So therefore, he must realize those favors and blessings and love Allah for them. And this is from the beauty, and this is from the beauty of learning the Tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud. What does that mean? The loving. يَتَوَدَّدُ إِلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الصَّالِحِينَ بِ إِنْعَامِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِأَسْنَافٍ مِنَ النِّعَمِ. He's calling, Al-Wadud, he's the one who's loving. And he calls the people, he calls the slaves to love him by granting them favors and blessings. If somebody grants you a favor and blessing, if somebody gives you a gift, somebody that's good for you, this is like he's calling you to love him. He's calling you to love him. Whenever you do good for somebody, you help somebody out of hardship or difficulty, then it's normal that he will have love for that person. He'll have respect for that person. Somebody comes to you, smiling to you and kind to you and gives you a gift or does some good thing for you. This brings the warm love into the heart and means to increase that bond and relationship between the two. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tahabbu, that if you show that if you give gifts to one another and you will love one another. Give gifts to one another, you will love one another. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Wahhab subhanahu wa ta'ala yahabu lana an'aman. He's giving us so many favors and blessings. Yatawaddadu ilayna biha. That he's calling us to love him. And the one who realizes these affairs and he knows Allah by his names and his attributes, by his beautiful names and his attributes, and knows him by his signs and his creation, and knows him by his favors and his blessings, he will love him. He will love him. And this is the fruit of a tawheed, a person who will love Allah. A person who will love Allah. And if he loves Allah truly, he will obey him. And he will use those favors and blessings in his pleasure and in his obedience. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not in his disobedience. And not in his disobedience. So therefore, these affairs here, they must be coupled with submission, surrender, humbleness, and love. Humbleness and love. This is true shukr. This is true shukr. So now we see how the shukr is coupled with the hamd. The shukr is coupled with the hamd. And we know that the hamd is to praise Allah Azza wa Jal, to praise Him with love and veneration. With love and veneration. To praise Allah Azza wa Jal, alhamdulillah, all praise and thanks belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Praising Allah Azza wa Jal with love and veneration. And likewise, shukr is similar. Showing thanks to Allah Azza wa Jal also with love. With love and humbleness, with love and humbleness and submission, love and humbleness and submission. So he mentioned 5 points here. He says, فَبِهَذِهِ الْأَرْكَانِ الْخَمْسَةِ يُكُونُ الشُّكْرُ تَامًّا. With these 5 pillars here, the appreciation, showing thanks, will be complete. Will be complete. We repeat them again, and we number them. الْإِعْتِرَافُ بِنِعَمِ اللَّهِ الظَّاهِرَ وَالْبَاطِنَ الْعَامَ وَالْخَاصَ. First two, realize and to confess the blessings of Allah that are outward and inward, apparent and hidden, that which is general and that which is specific. This is number one. What tahdithu biha, and to speak about that. And to praise Allah Azza wa Jal for that. To praise and to thank Allah Azza wa Jal with that on the tongue. He will realize it in his heart. He will realize and confess to it in his heart. And likewise, praise and thank Allah Azza wa Jal and speak about those blessings in a good manner, thanking Allah Azza wa Jal with his tongue. With his tongue. What isti'anatu biha ala ta'atil mun'im. And that he will seek aid in these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will seek aid using these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He will establish the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal by way of these favors and blessings. By way of his sound and good heart. By way of his functioning eyes and ears. By way of his body parts and his limbs. By way of his health and his security and safety. He will establish the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. He would establish the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. By way of his wealth, all of these favors and blessings, he would establish the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. Duna ma'asiyatihi, without disobeying him. And without using them in his disobedience. This is number four. This is number four. And then he says, وَلَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَكْتَرِنَ هَذَا بِالْخُضُوعِ وَبِالْخُضُوعِ لِلْمُنْعِمِ wa mahabbatihi. And all of this must be coupled with some submission, a surrender to and humbleness to Allah Azza wa Jal and loving Him. So therefore, one, he must confess with his heart, realize and confess in his heart, with his heart, the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, all of them. They're from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. And then he must praise Allah with his tongue and thank Him and speak about these blessings in this manner. And then he must strive to utilize these blessings in the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he must likewise strive to avoid using those blessings in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this here, it must be performed with humbleness and humility and with love and reverence for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this manner, showing thanks to Allah, will become complete. In this manner, a person, he can complete the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from the most important knowledge. This is from the most important knowledge. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that the shukr qaydun lil mawjudi wa saydun lil mafqudi. Qaydun lil mawjudi wa saydun lil mafqudi. The showing thanks is a means to tie down the good, the blessings that one has, and likewise to hunt for and bring and capture the blessings one he does not yet have. So all of that which has preceded now clarifies for us the importance of striving to gain an understanding in the religion and the great need that we are in to learn our deen, to learn the details of the legislation of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's been narrated by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala that he mentioned that الناس في هذا الوقت أحوجوا إلى العلم منهم إلى الطعام والشراب. That the people in his days, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahl Sunnah, he died in the year 241 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned that the people in his time are in more need of knowledge than they are of food and drink. They are more need of knowledge than they are of food and drink, because a person, he only needs the food and drink a few times throughout the day and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. But as for knowledge, he's in need of knowledge every breath and every moment of his life. As we have seen, every step that he's making, it must be with knowledge, or else he could be led away from the straight path and fall in to something that is not praiseworthy or not beneficial. Something that is not praiseworthy or not beneficial. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. And this is likewise from the narrations that are mentioned in this summarization here. And this is the next narration that we discuss. بإذن الله تعالى طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. That seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Read some benefits with regards to this from Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, similar to that which has preceded. You memorized the first hadith, huh? What about the second hadith? طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Who memorized this hadith? أحسنت. طالب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. فريضة يعني واجبة. It's an obligation. طالب العلم فريضة يعني واجب. يعني واجبا. It is an obligation upon every Muslim. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Who memorized the first hadith of Muawiyah? من يريد يفقهه في الدين. What is الفقه في الدين? Understanding in the religion. What does that mean? What does it mean to have understanding in the religion? That العلم المسحوب بالعمل. Knowledge that is accompanied with application, with action. If a person, he has just general understanding, meaning he knows a lot about Islam, but he does not implement it in his life, is he considered having fiqh in the deen? Is he considered having fiqh in the deen? Somebody, he memorized the whole Quran. He memorized the whole Quran from the beginning to the end, but he does not abide by the commandments that are found therein. Rather, he opposes them. He recites the verses about obeying the parents, and he himself is rude and harsh to his mother. He recites the verses about the obligation of taking what the messenger has ordered, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and leaving what he has forbidden. And he innovates in the religion of Allah, and he follows his desires, and he prefers the customs of his people and his cultures, and their cultures over the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Does he have fiqh in the deen? Does he have fiqh in the deen? No, he does not have fiqh in the deen. This is not fiqh, al-fiqhu fi al-deen. Al-fiqhu fi al-deen is the understanding that will bring about the fear of Allah, that will bring about piety in the heart and the fear and reverence of Allah azza wa jal. That will bring about piety in the heart and the fear and reverence of Allah azza wa jal until a person, he will surrender and submit to Allah in obedience. He will surrender and submit to Allah in obedience with love and humbleness and humility, and with sincere devotion, trust and reliance, and hoping for the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, and fearing his punishment, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtues of knowledge, they will come after this, inshaAllah. The next chapter, the author, he mentions Fadlu Talib al-Ilm. But it came to my mind now, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can review while we're waiting for the iqamah. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. It is only the people of knowledge, it is only the scholars, the people of knowledge who truly have the khashya of Allah. Who truly have the khashya of Allah. Al-khashya is al-khawf al-maqrun bil-ilm wal-ta'zim al-ilm yani al-khawf al-mabni 'ala al-ilm al-maqrun bil-ta'zim. This is called khashya. So khashya is like fear, but it's a fear that's based upon knowledge. It's not just a regular fear. It's a fear that's based upon knowledge and it's coupled with reverence. Reverence, great reverence. This is called khashya. And the Salaf, like Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he read the narration, if I remember correctly, that he said, kafa al-khashyatu ilma. Kafa an yakhsha Allah ilma. Yani yakuna aliman. And you can adiman, or come on, as I mentioned, that is sufficient if to be considered having a knowledge is that a person he will fear Allah, that he will have khashya, that he will have khashya. So this is true knowledge, the knowledge that will bring about khashya. It is only the people of knowledge who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal, who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal, because the more one he knows Allah Azza wa Jal, the more he will love Him, and the more he will hope to have His favor and blessing, and the more he will fear Him. And the more he fears Allah Azza wa Jalla, the more he will obey Him and try to draw near to Him and stay away from everything that will earn his anger. مَنْ كَانَ بِاللَّهِ أَعْرَفْ كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ وَلِعِبَادَتِهِ أَطْرَبْ وَعَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ أَبْعَدْ أَبْعَدْ. So this is the case. This is the benefit of true beneficial knowledge, that it will produce in the heart khashya. And it is by way of khashya that a person, he will be admitted into paradise. And it's by way of khashya that a person, he'll be admitted into paradise. Who knows the evidence? This is the clarification of the virtue of knowledge. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِ الْعُلَمَةِ. The people who only, the true people who have khashya, they're the people of knowledge. And a person by way of khashya, he'll be admitted into paradise. Uh-huh. لا ليس هذا الخشية. Person that cannot have those who have خشية, they're the people of knowledge, and it's by way of خشية a person enters paradise. Ahsant. I'm looking for an ayah. I'm looking for an ayah. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ. That is sarih. Sarih. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ. جَزَاءُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ رَضُوا عَنْهُ. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ. They will have paradise with rivers flowing beneath, abiding therein for eternity, never leaving. And Allah is pleased with him, and they will be pleased with him. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهِ. This is for the one who has the khashya of his Lord. وَإِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَةِ. And it is only the people of knowledge who truly have the khashya of their Lord. So therefore, this clarifies the great virtue of knowledge. Because knowledge, true beneficial knowledge, produces the fruit of khashya. And the paradise is promised for the people of khashya, ذَلِكَ. And if this reward that is mentioned here, وَجَزَاهُ, that jaza is for those people who fear their Lord, So this is a great encouragement to strive to seek knowledge, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to creed, to make sure that one has the proper belief, to fear Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to the limits and the laws that are set, to make sure a person is earning his wealth in a manner that's pleasing to Allah, not in the manner that will earn the anger of Allah. Make sure that he's able to deal with his family and his spouse, and he's giving her rights that she deserves, or even more out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that she in turn gives her husband his rights out of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, hoping for the reward of Allah. They're striving together to raise their family upon al-Islam, the Islam of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not the Islam of the deviants, and not the ways of the Westerners and the Europeans, rather the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they fear Allah. They're learning how to make wudu. They have time to seek knowledge of wudu and of salat, and how to pray, and how to establish their prayer properly. And when if they have wealth and they have money, how to make the zakat and how to perform the obligations of these affairs, all of those details before. Now we see the benefit of that, because this is the means to enter paradise. This is the means by way of this, a person, he will rectify his heart. He rectifies heart, and whenever the heart is rectified, the tongue will be upright, and likewise the rest of the body parts. And then he will be on a straight path, leading to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. So this is, again, the clarification of the great importance of learning and the virtue of learning. Any questions or comments or corrections with regards to that which has preceded? Now, you want me to read it again or summarize it? Read it. He says, "Ashukru lillah." هو الاعتراف بنعم الله الظاهرة والباطنة العامة والخاصة والتحديث بها والاستعانة بها على طاعة المنعم دون معصيته ولا بد أن يقترن هذا بالخضوع للمنعم ومحبته فبهذه الأركان الخمسة يكون الشكر تاما. Got it? بارك الله في هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.